Good evening. Let me share with you a one-liner. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Zichrono Livracha. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was his grandchildren. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman had grandchildren that were very, very, especially in his last 5-10 years of his life. I know some of the grandchildren, in fact. They were very, very, they checked everything that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman did. They were real chassidim, real talmidim, the grandfather, more so than Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's own sons. They were really, really, every step that he made, they investigated and they tried to understand. And they're big time in their own right, many of them. And they noticed, the grandchildren noticed, that the Shlomo Zalman Shmona Esser took longer than it used to. They noticed that it slowed down in speed. So they approached their grandfather and they asked him, grandfather, why is it that we notice that your Shmona Esser takes longer? So you can imagine how much on top of him they were. Yeah, how come that your Shmona Esser takes longer than it used to? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman then replied, and he said something interesting. It's a one-liner, but its simplicity is its beauty. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, because, you know, when I was young, I was able to concentrate on every word. It was able to concentrate, and it went well. I didn't have to spend a long time on it. Now that I'm older, until I've got the posh of the kavanah of Shmona Esser, it takes me a lot longer. It takes me a lot longer. I actually realize what I'm saying. It takes me a lot longer. So my sharpness is gone in my old days. My Shmona Esser takes longer now. He just says so much about the Shlomo Zalman. It says so much about the Shlomo Zalman. It's, you know, the simplicity. But more than that, also we have to realize what the Shmona Esser that this is meant to look like. What the Shmona Esser is meant to look like. Now, every word of Kavana, it's quite unbelievable. Really, I think it's a very beautiful one-liner by Shlomo Zalman. Okay. We're up to Simon, at the very end of Simon Pei Tes, and we are up to the final Seif with regard to Simon Pei Tes discussed, as we learned, it discusses the Isurim prior to davening Shachis, whether it's Melochos to do this Asik Betzrochov, to do business, or to do, and then talking about eating and drinking prior to Shachis. And then we started speaking a little bit about about learning before Shachis. And then we went also into the Seif Zayin, which discusses about cutting hair and going to bath. That's interesting Shaila, which I was asked today. One of the very choshva listening listener of the Shia sent me a text message and asked me, what about doing some gym, some exercise before Shachis? Which I think is really, really interesting Shaila. What do you think about that word? Somebody, as he gets up, I wouldn't know exactly how to do it, but to do some exercise before Shachis. I think it's a really interesting shaila.
For back. But it's not sort of keeping fit, it's more strengthening the muscles.
Strengthening the muscles in the back. Right. Good. Are you allowed to do that before Shachis?
Should we break that into a sweat? I know someone asked that shaila, and it's a problem.
It is a problem.
If you break that into a sweat.
If you were really interesting, okay. Okay, interesting, yeah. What do you, Tyner?
I have to confess, I'm just trying to work out who it was that asked the question. just to confess.
Okay, Rabbi Sandler. Yeah, it's interesting, Shaila. He was probably asked the question. Yeah. He was probably asked the Shaila, so I think it's a really interesting Shaila. Yeah.
I think it's probably Mutter.
You think it's Mutter? Why is it, what do you think, why, based
it
on what?
If anywhere has a toilet of helping get the body ready so that you can focus the mind.
Very good. So, my gut feeling was, well, Rabbi Gideon, what do you think? Depends why you're doing it. Okay, I suppose it's for health reasons. I suppose for. Okay, but you're right. Actually, we're gonna be touching on that point. What do you think?
You mentioned the Shlomo Zalman. I'll tell you the answer. The Donor of Wine was once doing a job before Shachris, and he drove past Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman said, "I'm the commander of Rebbe." So the person who was with him said, "Is I off?" So he says, "Yeah, that's what he needs for his other decision."
Very nice. Very nice, Ashena Meiser. Very nice, Meiser. Okay, so the poskim actually discussed that very shaila, and the consensus of the poskim is that it's actually mutter. It's perfectly mutter to do that. I didn't see that distinction between sweating or not. Interesting, I didn't see that. The poskim Martin, they say that actually it should be no different than we learned that letzoich refuah, one is allowed to The tzricha for is even allowed to eat and drink before shachis. Again, if you can't wait until after shachis, if something which has to be done prior to shachis, you're allowed to even eat and drink. We learned that the ones who are people who are makel to have a bit of cake before davening on Shabbos. That's where they're coming from. That's for medical purpose. If you need it for medical purpose, and or you need it, you need to have it now. Otherwise, you won't be able to focus and concentrate for davening. So then the poskim are matir. So similarly also. One could argue, and that's what the poskim say, that a bit of gym, if it helps you to concentrate, to get fresh, you wake up a little bit, and that's when you want to. It helps you for davening, focus and concentration, kavana for davening. The poskim amatir. I think that probably makes sense to probably say that if you can say the brachas beforehand, that's probably even better. Right? If you can say the brachas beforehand, then for sure that's better. But it seems that from the poskim, even if you don't, it seems to be there's room for leniency. Okay. Very good. Okay. I thought that's an interesting shaila. Okay, Sif Ches Raboisai, which is the final Sif of Simon Pei Tess. This Sif will discuss the following shaila Raboisai. If you need to, we touched upon it in the Sif Aleph, let's discuss it in greater detail. Raboisai, what happens if somebody has to go on a journey, and he has to leave really, really early? And if he wants to, he can go two options. We know that the time of Shache, of Shemayna Esse, is from Alois, which is very early. Shema can only be said a little bit later. So, he's got two options. He can either say now, before he leaves, he can say Shachis, Shemayna Esse, without having said Shema yet, and he's going to say Shema at a later stage, on the plane, in the train, he's going to say Shema. So he wakes up, he says Shemayna Esse, can't say Shema yet. And he goes off on his journey, and he's going to say Shema on the plane, and the rest of Tefillah, whatever. Option number one. Option number two is that he's going to not say Shemayna Esse now, he's going to say it later together with Shema. What, Rabbi Sai, is better? Option one, option number two. Yeah, a little bit later, yeah.
It's not going to be in Zaman. You say Shema later.
Yeah.
It will be.
No.
You can't say Shema from
you say it early.
Correct. You can, but the average you can say Shema as early than Shema. Mashiach here. Yeah. From Alois, correct. You can say Shema later than Shema Esser. Correct. So you can say Shema, you can only say Shema later. Yeah. No, we're assuming that he's not going to miss.
Is the Indian speaking so good on the
Tefillah? Absolutely, very good.
Is that more overarching than
absolutely the correct. First of all, you are quite right, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to speak about. To be soimech good on the Tefillah. To be soimech good on the Tefillah. Correct, correct. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Beshas, how does it sound foreign to you? What would you do as a gut feeling? What would you do?
What time is it?
I don't know, you check. I don't know. No, not before Alois. You can't say Shemayna Esse before Alois.
Between Alois and Nate.
Correct.
It's a gut feeling. You'd probably do it late and do it all together.
All together. Gut feeling, you'd say it all together. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Beshas hadchak, if needed, kegoyim, such as shetzoich lahashkim ladech, as he needs to go on a journey. Yochel ispal mesha'ol amud ha-shacha, you can say Shemayna Esse, together with Alois ha-shacha. But you're going to wait to say Shema until it's right time. Assuming that you can say Shema later on the way. It's all assuming that he actually has sufficient kavana to actually say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If he's riding on this on his camel, then he can't even say Shema on whatever the scenario is. He's a pilot of a F-18 jet, and he just can't say. So fair enough. Then we're not talking about that. We're talking about he will find the opportunity of saying Shema later on, the first part. So what he should do is, the Shulchan Aruch, he should say Shemayna Esse now, Alois Hashacha, and Shema is going to say later. And although she'einu soimech gudel etfila, mamash your point, although he won't be soimech gudel etfila, he will say Shmoyne Esa, and only later he's going to say Shema. He will not join Shema to Shmoyne Esa. He won't be Shemich Gudele Tefillah. Hachi Adif, this is better. Tvei, better yet, she spelled Beveisoim Umat, it is better he should be davening Shmoyne Esa, standing in his house. Mema, better she spelled Bismano, better in davens later, Mahalachin is going to be walking Vismach Gudele Tefillah. So it's better that he should be davening it now primarily because we're assuming that to say Shmoyne Esa in your own house, you're going to have more kavana. And if you're going to say it later, although you're going to be saying Mechudah Litfila, but the Kavanah on the journey is not going to be so great. Chachamim were worried about your Kavanah. They wanted you to daven properly. Shmoyne Esa is really, really important. And if you're going to be davening, you're going to be saying Mechudah Litfila, it's very nice, but you're going to lose all the Kavanah. You're going to be saying Mechudah Litfila, but you're not going to have a proper Shmoyne Esa. It's not worth it. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens. However, before we continue, the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Mem Beis disagrees. And he says, "Roiv ha'olam eini zoyim bezeh." This is not what majority of people do. Ve'efsha, and it appears mishum denoygin ke'edach poiskim. It sounds like we do paskin like the majority of the other opinions. And the sviru that they hold, the mismach kudel tefillah adif. It is better to be mismach kudel tefillah al kain. Therefore, mispalni bederech, you will be davening on the same smichas kudel tefillah. It's better to daven later mismach kudel tefillah. Additional poiskim must add that nowadays, unfortunately, our kavana is not all that great. We can't be matir things based on our kavana, because normally our kavana is not all that brilliant. So therefore, Chachamim said you can't be lenient based on Kavanah, because normally our Kavanah is not, whether you daven at home or whether you daven on the way, your Kavanah is not going to be all that brilliant, and therefore better to daven Semech Gudel, at least you've got some Chumrah, and you know, and that's what the majority of the poskim paskin, better to be Semech Gudel Tefillah, and I think that's basically pretty much what people are matter. But I think it is important to know, I remember years ago I had a flight once, and I was in a rush. I don't know exactly the details. This is mamash years ago. I remember that it came much. I knew I was going to be able to run through the gates, and I remember that then I thought it would be very helpful to daven actually Shmoyne Esa ba'alois. At least you've done that instead of davening by the gate, and then after you just run through. If you think so, I think it's an important psak to know. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch. I think it's important to know. Yeah, it might come in again sometimes. Yeah. Very good. So that's a different shaila. What? Not really, because Semech Gudel Tefillah. Yeah. Okay, there it's a bit different. Good. So there, the Ma'ariv shaila, if somebody shows up late for Ma'ariv and he wants to know, is it better to just jump in and say Shmoyne Esa with a tzibur without Semech Gudel Tefillah, or is it better to be Semech Gudel Tefillah and then be late for not be able to daven Shmoyne Esa b'tzibur? So that is a slightly different shaila. It has only a little bit to do with it. And it has actually, based on the machloik, it has to do actually how late you will be davening Shmoyne Esa. How much of a tzibur will you actually get? How late will you run into Shmoyne Esa? It has to do with that. If it's really going to be no tzibur, then your crowd riding may be comparable. But if you are still going to have 10 mispalalim when you start Shmoyne Esa, according to some poskim that's considered still tefillah b'tzibur. And according to them, maybe, you know, that's machlokes emosh with Chassam Sofer. We'll be discussing it mitzvah one time. Okay, yeah, we'll be discussing it mitzvah. Okay. Simen Tzadik, Mokom Aroy Leispalel. Now, having discussed and completed Simen Peites, we're now moving on to another Shaila, another Simen, which is Simen Tzadik, which is Mokom Aroy Leispalel. He's discussing about various aspects of Shmoyne Esa. One is Mokom Aroy Leispalel. What is a good place to daven Shmoyne Esa? That's the first few Sifim. Then afterwards, Leispalel Limat Tzibur, who's going to be discussing the ever so important halachas of davening with a Tzibur. How much you need to do to actually daven with a minion? What is the obligation of actually davening a minion? How far do you need to go to get a minion? How much do you need to pay to daven with a minion? And what do you need to do in order to daven with a minion? That's discussed in this simon as well. What does somebody do who's actually on a journey? How much do you need to go out of your way in order to daven with a minion? All that is discussed in this ever, ever so important simon tzaddik. Hamispalel sif aleph. Lo yamoid, lo al gabe mita, vo al gabe kisei. A person davening Shmoyne Esa, he should not stand al gabe mita, kind of bed, sofa, or couch. For al gabe kisei, he should not be standing on a chair. For not on a bench. When you daven Shemoneh Esrei, you stand on the ground, not on a heightened area. And even if you have a small chair, not particularly high, if it's less than 3 tefachim, nevertheless, don't daven Shemoneh Esrei standing on a chair. Not on a heightened platform, on a heightened place. Unless you're particularly you're an old person, you're an ill person, unless you're actually davening for the Amud, and it's like a heightened area, heightened platform, and that in order that people should hear you, then it's permitted. Otherwise, to not daven on a chair, on a couch, on anything which is higher. It's important to be mechanech the kids as well. Sometimes they want to daven when they're on a chair or something like that. Shemoneh Esrei, they mustn't. No standing on any high areas. The Mishneh Berurah says that the main reason for that is two reasons. The Mishneh Berurah Sefkot Na'alef says the following. If you're standing on a chair, on a bench, on a couch, who told? You're being nervous. And he's afraid. Shema Yippol. Maybe you're gonna fall. That's even if you haven't got phobias of heights. Even if you haven't got phobias of heights, but nevertheless, if you're on a high area, you're always going to be concentrating on balancing and making sure you don't fall. And you, by definition, you won't be able to have great kavanah for Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, if we're talking about an ill person, old person who was allowed, although by them there isn't an element of gavus of haughtiness, there's an element is but besides the fact that there's also this bitus, the fear of falling, there's another element as well that if you're on a high area you feel very proud of yourself. Look, I'm all high, I'm in charge of here. That's inappropriate for Shemoneh Esrei anyway. So then when he comes to an old person, there is no problem of gavos. He doesn't feel particularly proud of himself. But why is there no problem with bitusa? How come that a person who is old and ill and frail, how come he can daven in a higher place? Surely he's going to be scared of falling as well. The reason is, Mishneh Berurah says that the reason why an old person is allowed to stand in a higher place and we're not concerned about Beitusa is either primarily because for an old person you want him to be comfortable. If he feels more comfortable in a higher place, be it so. You're more comfortable, you're going to be diving better like that, so I'll make it for him. That is the main reason what Mishneh Berurah mentions. Okay, Siv Beis. Shia Mokim Gavoya Sha'omru. What is considered a high place? You're not allowed to daven on it. Shloisha tfachim, it's 3 tfachim. Haya gavaya shloisha tfachim, shloisha, if it was higher than 3 tfachim, v'yeshpa aba amois, ala aba amois, and it was 4 amos on 4 amois, think about a bima, Rabbi Yisai, think about a bima. So it's more than 3 tfachim normally. You know the proper bimas, which are heightened? Yeah, think about the proper shuls. I'm saying, if it's 3 tefachim high and it's 4 al 4, so yesh ba'aba amos like gaba amos, haru kalia, that will be fine. That's considered aliyah, a higher place, a different, it's called elevated, it's not a new floor, it's a second floor, it's a top floor. Homotele spalba, that's fine. It's considered different, it's not a problem because that's another floor, that's fine. If there's mechitzas around it, it's surrounded by some sort of fence. Even if it hasn't got 4 and 4 tefachim size, mutar ispalbila to the daven the she'ein gavoy nika, which is not recognizable. Kivan shcholak rishus, since it's its only dependent area. So the point is, you are not allowed to daven Shemoneh Esrei if it's on a stand, if it's on a step, if it's on a ladder. If it's anything like that, it's no good. You're not allowed to. However, if it forms its own floor, such as if it's 3 tefachim high, it's got 4 and 4 amas, it's a proper floor. Think about a bima, it's a proper floor. Or even if it's not that 4 and 4 tefachim, but it's the mechitas around it, so it's a proper floor. And that's its own area, its own space. That's fine. There's no problem there. Nobody's going to be balancing and scared of falling. It's a down floor, that's permitted. So therefore, if somebody wants to daven by the bima, Rabbi Yisai, in the big shuls, by the bima, according to that, what's going to be the halacha? It's muta, perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. So that's the halacha. Right. So somebody who... Right. Right. Now, the Rabbosai, the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkot Gimel says over here something interesting. For loyal gabe v'chulu, lefisha en gabus lifnei hamokim shenema mimakim krosicho Hashem. There's an element of when we daven, we should feel that Ribbono Shelolim is a melech malchei hamlochim, and we are just lowly creations. And therefore, mimamakim krosicho Hashem. We cry to Hashem, what's the precise translation? Mimamakim, from depth. As I translated, from depth krosicho, I call you Hashem. It is interesting that the Mishneh Berurah points out of in Tzivkot and Hey that if you look in the last three lines of Tzivkot and Hey, Kosem Moganavom, the Moganavom writes, that nowadays the place, the area where the Shliach Tzibur davens, who omoik mishabes haknesses, is lower than the rest of the shul, mishum mamamakim krosicho Hashem. Because of the concept of Mamakim Kosich Hashem, Lochenikra Shatz, and this is also why the Shliach Tzibur is called, Bechomokim in every place, Yoyret, going down, Lifnei, before the Teva. Going down, Yoyret, Lifnei, Teva. And this, Rabbi Yisai, is something, I saw some Achonim ask, we don't find it, it's not true, the many shuls, the purpose-built shuls in Europe, throughout centuries, especially the Yekish shuls, but not only, they were built, they were purpose-built, I don't know about Chesitza shuls, I assume, belt as well, you go down. You go down. It's not built by mistake. It wasn't that the architect was dizzy. It's simply because Mimamakim Kosich Hashem. You'll see, for instance, I think even monks, I think it's built like that, isn't it? You go to monks, you go to the Yege in Zurich, you go to many, many shuls, that as you go, you feel that it's literally going down. It's literally going down. This is because they were fully aware, and they were fully aware of this Mimamakim Kosich Hashem. That's why it's brought down, and that's the concept of Mimamakim Kosich Hashem. You should actually feel it. That the Yoyret Lifnei HaTeva, the one who downs for the Omid, is Yoyret, he goes down Lifnei HaTeva. The concept of Mimamakim Kosich Hashem. But without a doubt, there's not much point of building it in that way if you don't feel that way. So it should teach us the way one should approach the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yes?
Does that mean that's why
No, he just said that it's considered, is addressing the word Yoyred Lifnei HaTeva. Mishnah is called the Shliach Tzibur Yoyred Lifnei HaTeva. Yeah. So that's the concept, and therefore it would be complete contradiction in terms if the Shliach Tzibur actually would be standing on a higher area. That would completely defeat the purpose because he's meant to be lower than anybody else. To recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoi. We learned that b'mokem atchak the Shulchan Aruch paskens that a person should first daven Shemoneh Esrei ba'alois Shacha, alois Shacha, and later on when time for Shema, he should be saying Shema later on his journey b'shas atchak. We learned Mishneh Berurah disagrees in the name of the Achronim, and he says if you can't daven Shemoneh Esrei by being soemech kudel tefillah, don't daven then, daven later on Shemoneh Esrei, and then be soemech kudel tefillah Shema and Shemoneh Esrei later on, better yet. That's Mishneh Berurah Paskens. We learned in Siman Tzadik, a person should not be davening Shemoneh Esrei standing on a couch, on a bed, in any higher place. Anything which is Gimel Tefachim High is no good. Somebody is old or unwell, he can be lenient. We're not worried about him, we can be lenient. And we learned that if it's an elevated platform, which is a unit on its own, area on its own, such as Haydn Thri Tefachim, Dalet Al Dalet, or Gimel Tefachim High, and surrounded by Mechitzas, that's fine, because that's an elevated platform, that's a floor on its own, and we can be Mekel. We then learned that a Chazni is allowed to be davening, is if he needs it really for the... We then learned in Seif Beis that the Mishneh Berurah says that the minig is that the place of the Shliach Tzibur is lower, because it says, Memakim Krosicho Hashem. Right, okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai.